really name this show Your Grandmother Worships Demons? Let me check. Oh boy, I did. Title this show Your Grandmother Worships Demons, because I'm betting that if your grandmother is still alive, that she worships demons. Because I am taking an educated guess here that your grandmother brought your mom or your dad into the organized religion, the denomination that you grew up in. What does this have to do with the sixth seal? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Martin Zender here. The Revelation series is underway once again. It has a lot to do with the sixth seal, because the sixth seal is going to, here it is, destroy the religions of the world. The sixth seal is going to supervise the killing of one-third of humanity. Before this, the other seals, we see the political realm of humanity being destroyed and taken over by Christ. But as I've said again and again, Revelation is about politics and religion. Now, under the sixth seal, the religions of the world have to go, because they will be replaced by Jesus Christ's religion, the kingdom on earth centered in Israel. And we have, again, this false idea of what it means to worship demons. We think of people cutting themselves, running amok, dark tribes in the darkest regions of the earth. But that's old school. That is so old school. It's so primitive. That's not the way Satan operates today. He's disguised as a messenger of light. And so today, there are four messengers, or angels, if you will, who have been made ready for the destruction of a third of mankind. And there is no armament on this earth that's going to stop them. And the voice comes out of the golden altar, because this has to do with the worship of God. And if you think that these churches with their worship teams and their worship signs, apparently this is a science, this worship thing. You have to go to school to learn how to worship God. You have to go to school to learn how to worship God? That's right, because these people are skilled in the tools of manipulation, of emotional manipulation, with songs and lyrics and instrumentation, and they call this worship. I've been to some of these services. I spoke at a church like a couple years ago in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's right, Jimmy Swaggart's hometown. And these were advanced people in the truth department. But before the service started, there's this throwback to this worship music where they put the lyrics on a screen and people get in this what I can only call a trance of repetitive verses, and they sway back and forth and they think they're worshiping God. They're not. It's an emotional thing. And you see, God, the worship of God is always intelligent, not emotional. Emotions, as you read in a recent newsletter of mine, will easily derail one from the true worship of God. Emotions get in the way. Emotions should be a reaction to the truth, not an introduction or a platform that we think is leading us to the truth. It's not. Again, it's a derailment. And so demon worship today is actually going on in all these churches. And I just made a bold statement there. If you made that connection, I am saying that many, many millions of people think they're worshiping God, but they're worshiping demons, because the God they're worshiping is not the true God. It's a false God. I have to tell you this to introduce the sixth messenger who blows the sixth trumpet. It's vital that you know this, that you see what is happening, and you get a read and a bead on religion from God's point of view. And you do that when you see how he destroys it. Then you can see how evil it really is in this day, while it's dressed up and whitewashed. And so it is demons, as we're going to see today, who are tricking the world. And again, when I say demons, you're looking for an orc. You're looking for an evil-looking, salivating, slimy, sword-toothed monster who laughs like this. That's not the demons we're dealing with in the unveiling chapter 9. It's not. We're dealing with the demons disguised as messengers of light. That's why I'm always encouraging us to look behind it. Look behind it. Don't settle for things as they appear on the face value. Especially today, when up is down, down is up, right is wrong, wrong is right, you're going to misread it. But we're getting a look behind the scenes, and that's what we're going to be doing here in the next few weeks, looking behind the scenes at the powers, the sovereignties, authorities, and world mights of this present darkness that animate the four major religions on the earth. Every other religion is an offshoot of either Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism, or Christianity. Yes, Christianity. When I spoke in Columbus, there were some people there that I didn't know, I hadn't met before. I didn't know how up to speed they were on the truth, and so I wanted them to know, and I made sure they knew right off the bat, that Jesus Christ is not a Christian. Some of them may have been surprised by that. He's not a member of his own religion. So Christianity is another religion. It's animated not by God, but by a demon. A specific spirit is in charge of the Christian religion. We're going to see this from Daniel's vision, back there in Daniel chapter 7. Because it takes a diabolical spiritual being of great intelligence to make millions of people think they're worshiping God, but my God, look at the doctrines. Look at the God, air quotes, they're worshiping. They're worshiping a God who eternally torments those who don't love him. They're worshiping a Christ who came to save but couldn't get the job done. It's an evil, vindictive, unrighteous God who sent an ineffective, wimpy, sissified Savior who can't save anybody. As I like to say, those portraits you see of Jesus Christ, he's looking very somber and serious, and he's holding up two fingers like you see me doing on the studio cam. I always wonder, why do they have him? He looks like he's giving the peace sign, but he's not, because he's effeminate, he's very weak, and his fingers can barely stand up. And what he's doing is he's showing you the number of people he saves. Two people, right? He says he could save two people. He's so sad. How could Jesus be anything but forlorn and sad and depressed when he was such a colossal failure? What can make people think this way? This demonic teaching, Paul calls it teachings of demons, 1 Timothy 4:1, that skew and caricaturize the true God in Christ, and they deliver it in the pill of religion, and it covers the earth right now. That's why you're so frustrated. That's why you think you're going against the grain, because you are, because the earth is saturated. And it's so fascinating to me that in the kingdom, the word is this. I don't have a reference for you because I don't know it, that the glory of God will cover the earth. Knowledge of the glory of God will cover the earth as the water covers the sea, will cover the earth, saturate it. That's going to be a great day. But until then, many don't realize the seriousness of how thoroughly religion saturates this world. We are surrounded by religion on every street corner. That's why I say your grandmother is worshiping a false representation of God. And behind that happy little icon, you've heard me give this analogy before, but I'm going to give it again. I'm going to say it in a different way, maybe, that those of you who have never heard this, hear it maybe for the first time. You know, DOS is the operating system, right, behind Windows. And back in the day, before there was Windows, you had this black screen, and you had to type in all sorts of code. Maybe people still do that today who build these things. I don't know. But you had to type in this code, and it was black. The screen was black, and it was very intimidating, and you had to be a real computer geek in order to do it. Well, Windows came up and did this ingenious thing. They put a happy face on DOS. And so in order to enter this deep, dark operating system, all you had to do was double-click on a happy little picture. Kick it. Oh, yeah, I went into the operating system, but I did it with a happy little icon, and I double-clicked it, and there I am, and all the colors are happy, and I can change my desktop picture, and I can change the color scheme, and I can do all these happy little things. Underneath it is this operating system that is so complex that probably 10 people on the earth understand it. Okay, there you have it. The demonic world is the equivalent of the operating system DOS, and they're deep, and they're dark, and they're evil. But they know that if they show up at your doorstep with a black cape and an evil voice, we want you to worship a false god, and we're going to build an altar for you, and it's going to be dripping with goat's blood, and we want you to wear horns on your head, and we want you to chant, and we want you to burn yourself and cut yourself and whip yourself. All right, there it is. They're not going to do that. But that was a great description of Jehovah's Witnesses coming to your door. Oh, my God. I take that back. It's terrible. No, I take back me taking it back. But anyway, so they're not going to do that. So what they do, they're smarter than that. They're more intelligent. So they package it in a happy little pill called the systematizing of the deception. I believe you'll find that in the book of Ephesians. Don't have the reference right now. Read the whole book of Ephesians. And the deception is now systematized and sanitized. And it is delivered to you, not you, to your grandmother on every street corner of the United States and America and around the world. Because my God, in Brazil, there's hundreds of churches. Hundreds of churches. And demonism is ripe. And it is flourishing, and people don't realize they're doing it, and God is alarmed about it. And if you're reading the unveiling chapter 9, and you ask yourself, what's all the trouble about? What's God getting so excited about? What's with this wholesale destruction? That tells me that you still don't understand the seriousness of demonism, of demonic worship, and how this is a complete insult to God. That was commandment number one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. But on every street corner of this country and every country in the world, they have false images of God reflected in the teaching. And it's represented by these strong buildings of brick and stone and wood. And those things always were the outward symbolisms of demon worship and idols. Idolatry. God hated idolatry, hated it. It has gone on so rampantly, and it's so a part of the culture, the fabric of our culture, that even we sometimes forget how evil and diabolical it is. God never forgets. He's dealing with it in the unveiling chapter 9.